The next coach on the teleconference is Illinois' John Gross. The Fighting Illini are 8-7 overall and 0-2 in Big Ten play. Illinois will travel to Michigan State on Thursday before hosting Purdue on Sunday. Coach Gross, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing very well. Can you please start us out with a brief opening statement, and then we'll go straight to questions for you.
Sure, that'd be great. You know, obviously coming off of, you know, we had a disappointing loss last night, but at the same time I thought encouraging as well by the way that we played at Ohio State. Our guys have really, I'm very proud of them. They stayed the course, and they've been through a lot of adversity that's very abnormal in terms of roster with some injuries and different things that we've had to go through. But, you know, our guys have continued to view those obstacles as opportunities. Our younger guys, I think, are getting better. You know, we're really playing right now four freshmen and then a total when Lewis is healthy in our top nine of six guys that did not play a second for us last year. And they're learning pretty quickly. And I like what I'm seeing from them. I think they're controlling what they can control. You know, I thought our effort and our attitude yesterday was really good. I thought we played a full 40 minutes. I thought that was a step in the right direction for us. And we're excited to get back to work tomorrow after a day off today to get ready for Michigan State on Thursday. Questions?
Thanks, Coach. Straight to questions, please.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad.
Let's start out with Scott Ritchie, please.
And our first question comes from the line of Scott Ritchie with Campaign News.
Looks like we lost Scott. Let's go straight to Jeremy, please.
Jeremy, your line is opened.
Hey, John, it's Jeremy. Just wondering, you've been through this before. We have a slow start to Big Ten play. How do you keep the guys focused on getting better, even though, you know, the losses might pile up a little bit?
Well, we've always done that. You know, as you know, Jeremy, we've been through some good stretches, rough stretches, for different reasons, different years. You know, we've always done that. I think that's the one thing. You know, we have a little bit right now of a culture in place, fortunately or unfortunately, depending on how you look at it, where our guys are used to being kind of next man up. You know, like I said earlier in my opening statements, they've dealt with a lot. And I think that makes you a little bit thicker skinned. And our guys have been that way. I thought we practiced really well leading into yesterday's game. I thought we played really well for 40 minutes. And we've just got to build on that. Our guys know that. They know that's what we expect. And they really bought into that over our time here.
And I know you're probably sick of us asking these kind of questions, but given your, you know, lack of personnel right now in the post, are you any more optimistic about Mike or Oran coming back anytime soon?
No, not really. You know, obviously those guys try to do treatment and rehab every day. Some days that responds better than others. Some days it swells, meaning the knees. You know, they'll let me know when they're able to practice. I would say this. I mean, I got a hard time believing they're going to be able to play until they can actually have a practice. You know,
yeah.
They haven't been able to practice at all. So until they can at least get out there for a practice, you know, and we think that's the right thing to do for them from a health perspective, you know, nothing's really changed. You know, they're still out, as I said last time in reference to LaRon, they're out indefinitely. I mean, their bodies have to respond a certain way, and we have to do what's right for them from a health perspective.
Thanks, John.
Yeah.
And our next question comes from the line of Scott Ritchie with Campaign News.
Now that I figured out how to unmute myself, Coach, I guess a couple questions. First, did you have a chance to look at the film and maybe see where the foul situation against Ohio State came from?
I've had a chance to watch the defensive clips in the second half, and, you know, we had our hands on guys, I thought, too much. Obviously, we fouled two jump shooters. You can't do that. I mean, that gives them points at the free throw line. I've got to watch our offensive possessions yet, Scott. Here this morning, I'll do that in succession. You know, I thought that Loving was really aggressive and did a great job putting us in position where, you know, our guys were tempted and didn't have enough discipline with their hands. But to be honest with you, I thought Hill did the same thing to them at the other end, and I'm just going to have to watch that and see what that looks like and contrast it a little bit and finish that up here this morning.
And the other thing is Ohio State blocked 9 shots yesterday, and you know, this week you'll see some pretty good shot blockers in Davis at Michigan State and Hammonds at Purdue. Are there things you can maybe apply from Sunday, you know, this week to handle that a little better?
Yeah. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. You know, you at some point you get in there. Now, I will give Giddens credit a couple times. He came from, you know, it seemed like another planet to block shots. Some of those are hard to see, Scott, as you're a driver and you're driving and you think you're going to get a layup and a guy comes behind from weak side or blind side. But at the same time, when you know you're playing against a team like that, just like any other team that has a strong suit area, you've got to make adjustments and you've got to be able to adapt. You know, I'm disappointed that we had 19 missed field goals in the two-point range and 9 of them were blocked. I mean, that some of that's on us. We got to be smarter with that. I understand they're going to block some because they're good at it. But, you know, if it's just 3 less, if it's 6, if it's 5, that's 3 or 4 possessions where you get a shot up on the rim in a two-point game. That's a big difference. So, you know, obviously we'll continue to address that. We're well aware of Michigan State's strength in that area with their front court heading into Thursday.
Yeah, thanks, Coach.
Coach, we appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.